From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Thousands of cheering supporters greeted Myanmar's newly freed pro-democracy leader at her party's headquarters in Yangon today. Aung San Suu Kyi delivered her first major speech. And the BBC's reporter, who can't be named for security reasons, says Suu Kyi called for help in gaining democracy in Myanmar, which is also known as Burma.
Aung San Suu Kyi had to struggle through the throngs of jubilant supporters to reach the podium where she was due to speak. Thousands had gathered to hear her. They were probably expecting Aung San Suu Kyi to make clear what she planned to do now that she was free. In the event, she asked for help. "I can't do it alone," she said. "I'm ready to work with all democratic forces." An appeal, perhaps, to an opposition bitterly divided over the recent election here. Aung San Suu Kyi's words were measured and careful. She will know that the military leaders who rule this country will be scrutinizing her every move.
The BBC's reporter in Yangon, who cannot be named for security reasons. President Obama is on his way back to the United States after wrapping up his 10-day tour of Asia. But before leaving Japan today, he met with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific summit. He assured Medvedev that he's pressing the Senate to approve a pending nuclear arms treaty.
I reiterated my commitment to get the START treaty done during the lame duck session, and I've communicated to Congress that it is a top priority.
The deal would slash nuclear arsenals. Some Republicans oppose it. They contend it could curb U.S. missile defense plans. A new analysis of exit polls from the midterm elections indicates President Obama has his work cut out for him when it comes to addressing the needs of voters that supported him in the last presidential election. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports polling by the Associated Press shows a wide spectrum of voters are dissatisfied with the direction of the country.
As President Obama nears the halfway point of his presidency, the diverse and widespread coalition that got him elected 2 years ago is showing some major cracks, especially among independents in the 26 states that will be key to his chances of getting reelected in 2012. That large cross-section of America includes Catholics, senior citizens, women, and young people. Many of them switched sides and voted Republican in the midterm elections. The AP analysis indicates one of Mr. Obama's most important tasks upon returning home from Asia may be winning back people not affiliated with one party or another. National polls show these voters overwhelmingly voted for Republicans this month, the same people who voted for Mr. Obama and his fellow Democrats in the last two elections. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Dozens of newly elected members of Congress are arriving in Washington today. They'll be on Capitol Hill for a week-long course on how things work there. At the same time, current lawmakers will be working in a lame duck session starting tomorrow. And from Washington, this is NPR News. A British couple kidnapped from their yacht by Somali pirates more than a year ago is free today. Paul and Rachel Chandler were taken hostage off East Africa. They've been hostages ever since. The two are in the Somali capital of Mogadishu right now and are due to fly into Kenya. A plane has already left Nairobi to pick them up. Iraqi Christians who have fled to neighboring Jordan held a commemorative service for the victims of the church attack in Baghdad earlier this month that killed 58 people. Dale Gablack in Amman says Catholic officials estimate that more than 1 million of their number have been driven out of Iraq by militant attacks.
The service drew Iraqi Christians and Muslims alike shocked by the massacre of worshippers inside the church. Father Raymond Musali of the Iraqi Christian community here called on the new Iraqi government to make greater efforts to protect Christians and stop sectarian violence carried out by militants.
I'd like to say to Muslims, stop this offensive against the Christian peace people, like to stay in the country.
Musali also urged the international community to take in Iraqi Christians who feel they can no longer remain in their ancient homeland. He said 50 new families arrived in Jordan this week. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Archaeologists in New Mexico have discovered what they believe is a complete mammoth skeleton. The executive director of the Western Heritage Museum, Calvin Smith, tells the Hobbs News Sun that it's a major discovery. Smith has found the remains of five mammoths in Lee County, but he says this could be the first complete skeleton. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.